1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 10. Here is Elijah's reply. God has challenged Elijah. What are you doing here, Elijah? And he replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too. 1 Kings 19 and verse 10. Elijah's cure. Yes, cure from depression. This man is at a very low ebb, and God is curing him. But in this discourse, in this verse, what do we have here? A relapse. Is this part of the cure? Well, I'm afraid it is. This is so common with spiritual depression. A relapse. There's a measure of cure. Steps have been taken. God has intervened. Elijah is now on Horeb, Sinai. He's been in the cave. He's separated from his work for a while. But still he is down. You can hear it. Look at him. His words give away what he's feeling. When we speak, you know, we show what's in our heart. We give it away. It's not just what we say, it's the way we say it. And we keep coming back to it, you see. This is what Elijah does. He keeps coming back to it. I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. I've done this and I've done that. And look where it's got me. I've got nowhere. And now they're trying to kill me. Look at what the consequences, the results, the effects of my ministry. I want to die. This is what he's saying. He's had enough of it. He's letting the cat out of the bag by what he's saying. What's his trouble? Well, it's full of I, isn't it? It's full of me. It's my work. I've done this. I've been very zealous. They're trying to kill me. I am that. I'm the only one left, you see. He's blinded because he can see himself. He's looking at himself. And he's not looking at God. He can see himself. He concentrates on self. And he's forgetting God. Oh, I rebuke myself here. It's my labor, my work, my preaching, my writing. Brother and sister, is this for you? It's my witness. It's my struggle. It's my effort. It's my this. I. There's a great cause of depression. Lift up your eyes, not to self, but look up to see God. It doesn't come from the hills. It comes from the God of the hills. It doesn't come from the stars. It comes from the God of the stars. Concentrate on God. This is the lesson here. As soon as we begin to look at self, as soon as our eyes come off of Christ, come off of God, the power of the Spirit, then we're in trouble. Elijah's proving it here. Let us learn from this, brother and sister. It's not my work. It's not my effort. I mean, I know there is that part of it. But ultimately, it's the work of God. It's the cause of God. It's the glory of God that must be in this. As soon as we begin to forget this and start to think about ourselves in the primary place, then depression is on the road. Secondly, I would say that he gives the game away and that he shows that his service for God has become his God. And this is a tremendous challenge. Lloyd-Jones challenged ministers, what will it be like when you can't preach anymore? This is a searching thing. I feel the force of this. Is it the labor for God that becomes my God? God must be my God. Elijah, you see, I've done this, I've done that, I'm trying to do the other, you know. Look what I've done, Lord, look what I've done, my service. My little children, keep yourselves from idols, even service for God. See, it's my Sunday school work, it's my preaching, it's my open air work, it's my conversations, it's my tract distribution, whatever it might be. I've done it all, and it's full of I, and it's full of his service. Is that a lesson for you, brother and sister, as a challenge to me? Thirdly, it's not only that he's looking at self and his service. He's seeing his lack of success. I've had no success. What's happened? I haven't wrought anything. They're trying to kill me now. My labors have been in vain. Isaiah said, I've spent my strength for nothing. Lord, who has believed our preaching? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? My brothers and sisters, this is a very common complaint. That's why the Bible tells us we must go on laboring. Because in due season we shall reap if we faint not. But what is success anyway? But here is Elijah's cause of depression. Lack of success. Well, I know it. I certainly do. Do you know it? But what are you going to say to God? Despite the lack of success, you'll still go on? Or is the success your God? You see, this is Elijah's trouble. He wants success. Well, we all do. But it mustn't become our God. Faithful. Let us be faithful. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. If we make success our God, then we shall fail and we shall come into depression. Fourthly, I get a sense here that it's Custer's last stand. I'm the only one left. It all depends on me. If I fail, then Israel goes down the chute. It's all finished. You see, it's Custer's last stand. I'm just going to say it. Whether or not it's successful, I'm just going to go on, grit my teeth. You see, he's depressed because he thinks he's the only one left. And of course, he is afraid. And I can understand it. He's being attacked. And his life really is in danger. Jezebel is not pulling any punches. She's not playing about. If she can get her hands on him, she'll have him. And he'll be dead. These are the reasons of his depression. I, me, self. Success is God. Service is God. Custer's last stand. Fear. These are very, very real causes of depression. Brother and sister, these are words for me. Am I afraid? Do I think I'm making the last stand? Am I over-concerned about my lack of success? Of course I want success, but it must not become my God. Is my service my God? Am I full of self? Lift up your eyes to God. He knows what success is. He will honor your service. The cause of God will not die out. God will save sinners throughout the end, to the ends of the earth, throughout this age. And of course, we can trust in the Lord. Fear not those who can kill the body. All these are the marks of Elijah's depression. But I want to turn the coin over. Not many people see this, as far as I can see in the commentaries, but perhaps I'm wrong there. And I urge you to think about what I'm saying. I see a lot of good in this. I'm not unsaying what I've just said, but I see a lot of good here. At least Elijah sees the problem. Israel has gone away from God's covenant. The covenant has broken down. Do you see the problem in the churches today, my friend? I speak from where I am in the UK. Are you grieved over the state of the churches? Oh, I know they're flourishing, some of them, with numbers. But what's the methodology? Copying the world. User-friendly. Pleasing the world. Carnality. Aren't you concerned over this? Are you at ease in Zion? Don't you worry about this? Don't you see the problem? Christ wept over Jerusalem, you know. Paul longed for Israel to be saved. You see, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, you see, they wept over the people that they prophesied to. They were concerned about Israel and Judah. Murray McChain was a dying to have you converted. He longed for it. God desires the salvation of sinners. He stretches out his hands all day long to a disobedient people. You see, Elijah is taking God's side here. He is not at ease in Zion, and I think we should not be at ease at Zion. And if you are at ease at Zion, and if you don't see any cause for depression and sadness, maybe that is a cause for fear and worry and doubt. At least he has seen the problem, but he's carried it too far, and it's robbing him of his usefulness. Hence God's question, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And the answer is, "Lord, I'm doing nothing." And that's just what the devil wants. He wants to paralyze me. I've illustrated this before with the rabbit. The rabbit can get away from the weasel and the stoat, but he won't, because he runs in circles until he's exhausted. And that's just depression all over. Elijah's doing nothing because he's paralyzed through fear, through self, through making services God, because he's had a lack of success, and because he's afraid, and he thinks he's making the last stand and he's the last man. But he has seen the problem. Give him some marks for that, my friend. Have you seen the problem? Then let's be concerned over Zion. Lord, revive your work. That should, in a sense, depress us. But let us not carry it to Elijah's extreme and fall into depression. Let us be up and doing for God. May God bless this brief discourse to his glory and our good, that we may serve God better and pick up again. And if any brother and sister is cast down listening to this, may God use it to lift you up and to take you back to him. Rebuke yourself. Look to the Lord. Trust in him and leave success and your labors and the consequences of it all to God. May I do it too. Let us do it together, brother and sister. Amen.